Well, this should be an adventure. Can't see fucking shit. What's up, everybody? I'm Brandon Trekengoss, your host of Shrek Attack. This is Shrek Attack. If you didn't know that, why did you click it? I just left the eye doctor. My eyes apparently got a little, well, my left eye, which I thought was my good eye, got apparently a little bit worse. They did the thing where they dilate your eyes, make your pupils real huge. I can't see anything. I can't see anything right now. And I gotta read some, like, responses before I even get into this. Chris saying that he is going to get EA college football. It's so hard not calling it NCAA 25, but EA college football 25. Since he hasn't played any of the other ones before, which, I mean, Chris, if you want a good football game, just go back. Don't even get the new one. Go back, play NCAA 14. It's going to be better than any Madden you've ever played. I promise you. I promise you that. He has also said that my Harry Potter episode has made him excited to read or want to read the books, which you should read the books. If you have not read the books, and that explains why you're not like obsessed with Harry Potter, because the books have so much more and they are just so much better than the movies. The movies are great, iconic. I've said this multiple times over the past couple weeks. However, they don't touch the books. Don't hold a candle to the books whatsoever. And then he wants me to go on a rant. I was told that through the past month or so, I've been very calm. I've been very careful not to go off the rails. I've been, what was the word used? Edging. I've been edging on the rants. I've been getting them ready to explode and then walking away and then just leaving them there. Like, oh no, he's not going to do it. He's not going to go off on a rant. I'm trying not to be too edgy with the edging references here. However, Christopher has told me that he wants to have a conversation with me to myself about the GOAT quarterback obsession among the boy generations. There's a reason, but we'll get into it. Some NPC cringe humor on the TikToks and Instagram, which, I mean, non-playable character cringe humor. I don't know. I'm here for humor. I don't think I can rant on that. I don't know. I need an example. Maybe if you send me an example, I'll do one whenever I return. It won't be a podcast next week. I'm also aware that I'm late today. More mutt rants. I can feel episodes. Like, I can go probably a full month of straight episodes on just mutt rants, and it'll never get old. Which I do have one kind of today, but it's not mutt, it's Diamond Dynasty. We'll get there. And then the DC Snyderverse, which was an absolute disaster that I tried to defend for the longest time before I had just like cave and admit to myself that it was terrible. We'll get into that. Today is a day where we are going back to where Shrek Attack started. Like, I don't know, 19 months, August, I want to say, was whenever I started. And 19 episodes ago, not 19 months. I have not been doing this a full year yet. I do have plans on making a full year. I do have plans on what I'm doing here for the next few months. Let's just say there's going to be a season 2, meaning season 1's going to have to come to an end, meaning I'm going to take a break, but only a couple people know about that, and I'm not going to, in case plans change, announce it to the world. Just know that there is a season 2 planned, meaning season 1 does plan on coming to an end, where you won't hear my beautiful voice for probably, you know, a month or so. Yeah. Oh, that was a scary thought. Oh, that was a weird sound. I didn't know my voice could get that high. But yes, we are going back to the beginning where I got my most views, my most listeners that were happy, and that means I'm going to be fucking pissed today. I'm going to go on some fucking rants today. Last time I did this, I just titled it Rants, and it's one of my better viewed listen episodes. Alright, so before we continue, you already know the social medias are in the description, and at the end of the episode, we will get into it. However, let's not waste any more fucking time. We have shit to talk about. Starting with Netflix. Fuck you, Netflix. Fuck you so hard. Seriously, like, you have this tier list and you make people feel fucking good. Like, oh, you can get the ad subscription for $6.99 a month, and that's better than our, like, $20 million one a month. Fuck you, Netflix. Not only do I have to watch ads now, I switched to this basic package because I'm a little poor boy from a little poor town. I have to watch ads now. But, you know, a lot of people, and they have people in the comments like, oh, I don't even see too many ads. This is great. This is wonderful. I get to pay $7 for, like, very little ads and I get to watch my Netflix. The full fucking library isn't available for people who watch ads. I went to watch Spider-Verse because I wanted to see how many ads were in a movie that I enjoy. And it's a longer movie, so I was like, there's probably a shit ton of ads. I can't even fucking watch it. I can't watch Spider-Verse. Why? Why Netflix? I understand that I'm paying less. Throw some fucking ads in that bad boy and let me watch it. It's bad enough that I had to watch ads to get back to the original Netflix price. That whenever Netflix came out, it was only like $7 a month, which was really fucking cool. No ads or anything. So I gotta watch ads now for the original price. And then I don't even get to watch the full fucking library? I'm limited? What the hell, Netflix? Now other fucking companies are gonna be like, oh, Netflix is doing this, so we can do it. Listen, your password sharing thing still ain't working. I probably shouldn't be bringing that up because you'll like find a way to make it stricter. But fuck it at this point. I hope you fail. I hope you fucking fail. The only thing that I keep coming back for is you, the Spider-Man movies whenever they come on there, and fucking Wednesday. I don't care about anything else on there. I don't even want to watch your animes anymore. I haven't watched Avatar yet because like I'm so pissed off at you that I don't want to enter my friend's fucking password to watch Avatar ad-free. Yeah, take that, Netflix. Fuck you. I'm doing a bunch of jerking off motions at you. Splooged, motherfuckers. Fucking corporate greed bullshit, man. Let me tell you, I don't know if I should go on about MLB The Show or the yearly cycles, but they're going to go hand in hand. We're going to talk about them both. Let's just start with MLB The Show. The reason I'm not taking my mental health week this week, whenever I actually have shit going on, next week I don't have anything going on. I'm taking a mental health week. Just like, I support ending the stigma on like mental health, and we need to take care of ourselves. Self-care is very important. So I'm taking a week off next week, and I'm forcing myself to. I feel bad about it, and this is a side thing. I don't even want to call it a side hustle because I don't get paid for this. Like, I genuinely enjoy doing this, but I just need a fucking break where I could just get to relax. I don't really like get to relax whenever I have the time restrictions on myself for this. Like, I want to get this out every Thursday. I understand. It is Friday now. I'm releasing on a Friday. I was a day late. I have a lot going on in my life, and I always said, if this becomes a job, I'm not going to fucking do it unless I start getting paid like it's a fucking job. Now, don't worry. I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting because I enjoy doing this, but I do need a break. That's why I'm taking a mental health week. If you find yourself overwhelmed, I encourage you to also take a mental health week. However, I could not do that this week. I have shit going on this week. I'm so fucking busy. I barely slept at all this fucking week. And that is why I'm a day late on this, because I decided to put myself first and take a little coma instead of releasing last night half-assed, all tired. Half-assed, all tired. That's right. I'm creating terms now because I'm still tired. I did get like 10, alright, listen, there was shit that went on in the middle of the night that woke me up, and I was up for like 3 hours in the middle of my coma, which kind of defeats the purpose of a coma. Then I had to wake up early to do the eye doctor thing, which my eyes got worse. I'm all over the place right now. What the fuck is happening? MLB The Show. Oh my god, okay. So, MLB The Show 24 The reason people play football, baseball, basketball that are hardcore into these sports is for their franchise mode. Maybe their road to the show or whatever superstar mode is called. And you know what? MLB The Show, they did do a little change to the road to the show. Or MLB The Show did a change to the road to the show. It's very complicated whenever you're talking about it. They made it so you could be a female, which that's like the only new feature. The new features this year are that you can be a female in Road to the Show, the Negro Leagues Season 2, and Derek Jeter has half of his career story outlined, which he's like a newer person. He's like the 90s. The 90s isn't that old. Like, why are we doing this? Franchise mode hasn't been touched. It has, and I quote, improved AI logic. And, like, minor improvements. Like, what? What? You don't have online on your franchise. How do you just not do anything to it? Why would I buy the show this year? For real. The mode I want to play the most, which is franchise, has gotten literally no updates whatsoever. They say they may have improved the scouting and whatnot. Like, the AI logic on the scouting. I don't care. And I looked into gameplay, because maybe gameplay is something where I can justify spending fucking $70. Because if the gameplay is so much fucking better, then I'm down. Nah. Nah. Not much different. The AI reacts faster. However, you also hit harder so that you can get past the AI that, like, hits, that reacts faster. So really, there's just no fucking update except that the AI doesn't look lazy. In 23, I will say, if you hit a ground ball to shortstop and you have, like, O'Neal Cruz, which I often do have, you can beat out the fucking throw because, like, they sit there like, oh, I get the ground ball. I have 10 years to throw it, and it seems real lazy. I don't care. That's not enough of an upgrade for me to spend $70. Being a female in Road to the Show, where the only difference in story is apparently you have, like, a best friend, it's not enough for me to spend that. I've never touched the other ones because Road to the Show and Franchise are the only two things I'm interested in. I don't even think Diamond Dynasty got an upgrade. And that's their mutt. That's their mutt. Diamond Dynasty, admittedly the most user or free user friendly card fucking game in any sports game, is kind of fun, but it's still one of those money cash grab things that I just don't fucking play. I don't want to. The only time I play it is whenever my buddy Nami wants to play it. And I won't play it by myself. And I feel bad because I don't have good cards to play with him, which makes him he still wants to play because he's just too nice of a guy and he's just going to have fun. But, like, I feel bad making us lose. And I just don't, like, it's Diamond Dynasty. It's Diamond Dynasty. It's mutt. It's the mutt of MLB The Show. I'd rather play franchise with my friends. But there is no online franchise. And they, by all means, from what I've looked up, it doesn't even look like they're fucking working on it because there's no mention of it anywhere. Why in 2024 do sports games not have an online franchise? I don't think FIFA does either. FIFA and fucking The Show, two of the better sports franchises. Admittedly, this might be why they're better, but there was no improvements whatsoever. They did not change it. I get it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But you could look at it, at least say that it's not broke, so we're not fixing it. Like, just say there's no improvements you can make. Do something. You didn't acknowledge it. You did not acknowledge your fucking franchise mode. This was, like, the core mode that all sports games you brought up, like, coming, like, right, I'm just so fucking frustrated. All sports games, big mode before Madden Ultimate Team and NCAA Ultimate Team and Diamond Dynasty and whatever fucking basketball's Ultimate Team's called, was franchise or superstar mode. And these modes get no love now because they aren't the cash grabbers. And then the cash grabber didn't, but, like, I'm trying to understand. Maybe it's, like, I just don't care about story modes in sports games unless it's WWE or, like, AEW, whatever wrestling game, because those are story-based, you know, industries. It's sports entertainment. But sports, like, I want to build my team. I want to have fun. I want to manage a team. I want to feel like I brought a bad team to relevancy. Like, what the fuck, dude? While we're on sports, like, 1 year cycle isn't enough. The only reason 1 year cycles used to work with Call of Duty was because they had two separate companies alternating years. And the game was different enough each year because of a different company that it was worth buying every year. That's not the case anymore. Like, no game should have yearly cycles. It just, with the way the games work where they can do the online update, it has made them lazy because they'll release an incomplete game and they will be like, yeah, we'll just fix it through the online updates. And then the online updates don't come through the way they should. And it fucks up the game. Trust me, I've had 3 years of Madden fucked up to the point where, like, I lost my franchises. There's a reason I'm so fucking pissed off at Madden. I can tolerate a shit football game every year, but whenever you're fucking up the football game in the middle of it, I've lost franchises. Last year in Madden 23, I lost, I shit you not, 3 franchises. I had to start over 3 times, not by my fucking choice, because EA has fucked it up that bad. That bad. $1 billion company. Fucking up your game so hard. There's a reason why this year I don't think I'm getting Madden off the rip unless EA college football really flows into it well. I don't need it. I don't need it at all. If there's not enough improvements, why would I get it? If I don't see $70 worth of improvements, why would I not just wait until Christmas whenever it drops down to $20 for being a shitty game? I don't need a $70 Madden game. Whenever, by Christmas, every year, they deem it so fucking shitty, that drops down to $20 or less. I've seen Madden for $10 during Christmas before. Madden 23, the one that, like, broke so fucking bad, yeah, that was, like, $10 during Christmas. Christmas is August, September, October, November, December, 4 months after release. 4 months for a game to go from $70 to $10. Do you know how bad you have to fuck up a game? Do you know how bad that game has to be to drop that much, that quick? And it's because of the yearly cycle. They don't get the proper time to work on it. They don't. And listen, I don't blame the EA team, like the Madden team. I blame the corporate. EA's corporate is greedy as all hell. All sports games corporates are greedy as all hell. If they weren't, they would just do a yearly roster update that you can implement via online. Updates, those online updates where they justify not releasing a full game, and then they can do a bi-yearly, a tri-yearly release where they actually get time to put in new features, where they actually get time to take care of their games, and like they could release a good game. The reason I think EA College Football is going to be good is because they've been working on it for the past fucking 4 years. If this game sucks, there won't be a good college football game from EA. This is it. This is going to be the peak of the EA college football game, especially if they decide to do it yearly. And they say they have features that aren't going to be in this one because they wanted to focus on more important things. Those features might not be out for another 10 years. The way fucking EA works with their yearly fucking releases, it's bullshit, dude. It's absolute bullshit. 2 years. You need at least 2 years to create a new fucking sports game. Let's start. There's no reason we can't just do a fucking roster update in the middle of a cycle. You're making less money. Sure, I don't give a fuck, dude. Make a good game. Or, hear me out. This is one I like better. Let's do the old Call of Duty formula. Let's get 2K in on this. 1 year, EA releases the game. Next year, 2K releases the game. Year after that, EA, and they rotate. And then they're competing with each other to see who can do fucking better. And you know who wins whenever there's a competition? That's right, the consumer. Us, the people playing. We need this. That is the best case scenario that will never happen. It will absolutely never happen. But could you imagine getting a good quality football game every year from two separate companies because they decide instead of battling against each other and gobbling up the market for a monopoly and all this fucking bullshit to work together so that the consumer can have a good fucking football game, or at least like swallow their pride and admit, like, yeah, we need competition, so we put out a quality fucking football game or baseball game or whatever game. We gotta do away with the yearly releases. We gotta get more people in on this shit. We can't do the yearly bullshit with one company. Let's get multiple companies in on it. Let's make it a bi-yearly thing. Two companies just going head-to-head. This year, 2K does it. This year, EA does it. Baseball this year, I think 2K has a baseball game next year. The show does it. Instead of like everyone releasing their fucking game every year and they're all just shit. They're all just shit! I tell you what, the best game, the reason I think MLB The Show 23 is so good is because I haven't played MLB The Show before this since 14. I took like 10 years off. And then I was like, wow, it's such a good fucking game. There are so many features. Why is there no online franchise? It's 2024. We don't have an online franchise. You know how, like, the amount of detail in the franchise mode would be the most fun for multiple people to play against each other. But we just don't have it because, like, what? Like, I don't have a reason why. I don't. They used to have it. It used to be online. They took the online away. They improved it. And they're like, we'll bring online back. From my understanding, it's been years. Online hasn't been there for years. How did you have it at one point and now you don't, and you're like, yeah, we'll bring it back after we improve it? Well, it's improved to the point where you're not doing anything with it now. Why not add the online? What the fuck are you doing? You're being lazy. That's what you're doing.
Let's stick to sports. Let's talk about goats. Everybody having a goat debate. Is Patrick Mahomes the goat? The dude's career is fucking, like, yeah, he's going to be the GOAT. No doubt about it. Why do we got to talk about it? Why do we have to... these are different generation of quarterbacks. Tom Brady is the quote-unquote GOAT. He's better than Joe Montana, technically. But it's a different era. Back in Joe Montana's era, you didn't throw as much. They're all game changers. Can we respect everybody's separate era? Why do we need to have a GOAT? Why do we need to have a greatest of all time? Why can't we just fucking appreciate it? This guy was the best at his time. We don't need to discuss greatest of all time because the game is always changing. The game's always changing. And I fall into the trap all the time. Do I think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player of all time already? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I do. But I also have the full awareness of the game has evolved over the years to be a pure passing game now. Where back whenever Joe Montana played, it wasn't. It was not. It was more of a running game back then. Even in Tom Brady's time. The Tom Brady's, early 2000s, that was more of a running game. Or at least 50-50 at best. His teams were always more running. His teams were always more defensive. Patrick Mahomes has to throw for 5 million yards, or else he won't do it. And his receivers suck. It's the Patrick Mahomes show. That's why he's the GOAT. Because it's catered for him to be the GOAT. And you know what? In, 10 years, we'll have, somebody else. Will Caleb Williams step on the scene and be great? I hope not, because he's going to be a fucking bear. Then I only have one more thing to end on. I don't talk about politics, but I'm going to end on this. I'm going to end on this, because you know what? I'm fucking pissed. We live in a world where instead of focusing what's better for the country, what's better for everyone, the left wants to fight the right, and the right wants to fight the left. They don't care about the country, they just care about being mean to each other. And blocking what the other... We can't let the left look good. Well, we can't make the right look good. Fuck it, dude. Fuck it. What's even matter anymore? Nothing matters. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm ending the rants. Because I want to go make food. If I'm being brutally honest. So, yeah. I had a guy on TikTok. That was a no profile pic. 5 followers guy. Comics. I released a TikTok last night explaining why I wasn't going to release an episode last night. And he said, I was hoping after, because I said, I'm going to be completely transparent. He goes, I was hoping after you said the word transparent, you just kind of disappeared. Which, fair. That'd be a great joke if I did that. Wouldn't it? And then I just never came back. But I thought I also had a clever response because I said, I haven't found John Cena for him to teach me that one yet. And I was kind of, yeah, you know. I responded to the 5 follower guy. Made his day. At least that's what I'm going to tell myself. Got myself a 5 follower fan. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So Chris wants to read the Harry Potter books. I had Dan reach out to me. Dan told me that he wants to get EA College Football 25, based off what I've said. It's pretty cool having people reach out to me. Only Chris responds to the public ones. If you guys could be more like Chris, that'd be pretty cool, because then I get more interactions, and that has Spotify push me more. And then you can also rate me like 5 stars or something, or you can rate me 1 star. All press is good press. I won't take offense to it, but you know, get more eyes on me, get more ears on me, since I'm not on video. Video might be a season 2 thing. I'm not making any promises, but I do have things I want to work on. I do have things, though. I will say the one I'm saying I'm going to take a month off. It could be here, could be there. A few people know what month I'm planning. During this month, I do not plan on just taking off from podcasting altogether. It's more that I don't want the pressure of releasing a weekly episode that I fully have to plan, potentially script, or come off things off the top of my head where I need to get it out. Then I'm just kind of like, eh, that was pretty good. It's because I have new software I want to experiment with. I want to experiment with video, maybe a little animation, because I think it'd be rather boring if we just watch me sit here in a dark room in my bunk clothes for however long I'm doing my episodes for. I'm just looking for different possibilities, and I'm taking a full month off at some point during the summer to do that. That's more info than I was planning on giving out. So month in the summer, I'm taking off. It's going to be the end of season 1. Towards the beginning of season 2, we'll see what we do with it. You know what I'm saying? Social medias are at The Real B-Shrek. If you want to follow me personally, get a glimpse into my real life. Although, if it's important, like my Kingdom Hearts sleeve, the outline is fully finished. I do post my Shrek Attack stuff. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I don't have a personal TikTok. The real personal one, the me, myself, and I, real life, the one I update more because it has more than just my podcast one, although I should update the podcast one more to generate more feedback and more loop into the podcast. Well, I'll figure out those dynamics at another point in time. The personal one is at The Real B-Shrek, S-C-H-R-E-C, not an ogre. And the Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for Shrek Attack are just at Shrek Attack. How it's spelled, however you found it here. If you found it here, how can you not spell it for there? You know what I'm saying? It's been a very long-winded episode. I need breakfast. I actually like had 10 hours of sleep combined. It should have been like 13 hours, I think, or something. Math, nah. Nah, I slept 9 hours. It should have been 12. Yeah, quick maths. Anyway, rate the video, share it with a friend. That would be a great. I would appreciate it. It's free to you. It's free to me. And then we get more eyes on it. It's more fun. I like seeing big numbers, you know? I need 2 more likes on Facebook to get 69. Seriously, once I hit 69, I'll never ask for a like on there again. I'll just recommend people go there. But like, if you could get me 2 more likes, just 2 more, I'll be happy. I want 69 likes at some point so I can screenshot it and say, boom, milestone. Hey, as always, I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate each and every single one individually of you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, night, week. Time is a made-up construct. Have a wonderful whatever you believe in. There will be no episode next week. I'm taking a mental health week. If you need a break, I highly encourage, take a break. Take just whatever you're doing, whether you enjoy it or not. If you need rest, rest up. Like, do you. Self-care is important, boo-boo. Self-care is important. There will be no episode next week. And in case you're catching up on episodes, that is the 28th of March. No episode. So if you are looking for that, if you're catching up on episodes, and you think, oh shit, where's this one? There's a week gap. Nah, I took that week off. Took that week off for myself, baby. Hit the fucking music. Yeah. I've always said this podcast is like yelling into the void. Well, today I couldn't see, so it was really like yelling into the void. And I yelled into the void long enough where I can see again. This is cool.